All right, first and foremost, I would like to thank Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and Don Slominski, just for, you know, getting everything done and, you know, the questions. Put the phone down.
Obviously, Fletch, this took a while. Were you confident the whole way that this would get done, or how concerned were you throughout the process? Because it's a lot of money. It's not an easy negotiation.
At one point, was I concerned about it? I don't think I was ever concerned about it. You know, I knew that they'd get it done. It's just when you're dealing with stuff like that, I think it just takes patience and a lot of time. And they got it done, and I'm really happy and excited about it.
Fletch, did you know that you were close, and that's why you showed up for minicamp last week?
I showed up to minicamp because I wanted to be here with the team for that session, and it was great being back on the field with those guys.
Fletcher, this is an amazing contract for yourself, a life-changing deal. When you see that you're one of the richest, highest-paid athletes in professional football, what goes through your mind?
It's I looked at it as just continue to humble myself and just keep working, you know, just keep working every day at practice, man, and being the leader that this team is expecting me to be and show up every day and to work.
Does it blow your mind, though, that it's that much?
It's really mind-blowing. Just, you know, that you're dealing with that much money, it's really mind-blowing. It's just I'm really, really excited about it.
Fletcher, the Eagles have given out $280 million worth of guaranteed money this offseason, which is twice the amount of the second in the NFL. What does it mean as a player when you see a team committing to kind of the core guys that are around you? What kind of effect does that have on you?
I think it says a lot when they're signing the guys that's in that locker room and just not really just bringing a whole lot of guys in. That they believe in the guys that's in the locker room, and they want to sign them back and continue to grow and build around them.
Kind of to follow up on that, Fletch, with all those guys were there last year when you guys didn't have the kind of season as a team that you would have wanted to have. So, I mean, obviously you said you feel confident that this is, you know, it's great to have those guys there. So what happened, looking back, maybe what happened last year that with that core there, it didn't work?
I mean, we had our ups and downs. You know, we had our struggles. But at the same time, I know that this organization upstairs, you know, the guys upstairs saw something in the locker room, and they wanted those guys to stay here. And, you know, they know what those guys can do. They know their strengths and their weaknesses.
At the moment, you finally said yes. What was that like? And who was your first phone call to? And what went through your mind when the pen went to paper?
Well, I mean, it was. I mean, when I got the phone call, I was actually at my shop, you know, tinkering with one of the race cars. And, you know, I see Todd France call, and I'm like, you know, what is it? I know. So he called, and we went over everything, and I said yes. And I was really excited. The first person I did call was my mom, which was the most important person, I think, that wanted to know. And she was really, really excited about it. And, you know, the whole family excited about it. The whole Yazoo City community is excited about it. So, and, of course, me.
Fletch, how do you go about living up to, you know, this kind of deal puts a bullseye on anyone who signs this kind of contract. Do you feel like you have to be the best defensive lineman, the best defensive tackle in football? In your mind, how do you live up to this deal?
Well, I just live up to it. You know, me myself, you know, I have expectations, you know, high expectations for myself. But, you know, all I can be is Fletcher Cox. And that's, you know, be really, really humble about it. You know, come to practice every day, show up every day, and, you know, let my teammates know that I'm there for them. And I'm willing to do anything to help this organization win, you know, football games week in and week out.
Fletcher, as Howie and the team is signing guys like Zach Ertz and Celek and Malcolm, what's going through your mind, you know, since January? Is it, all right, these guys are on board, or when's it my turn?
Well, you know, like I said, I was never concerned. I knew that both sides would, you know, at some point come to an agreement where, you know, we was happy, where, you know, meet right in the middle and, you know, agreed to terms, what's happening on Monday, and I'm really excited for training camp.
Have you bought anything significant?
No, I haven't bought nothing. No.
Fletch, Howie said that things came together pretty quickly this past week. Was there any concern that maybe that wouldn't happen and that – You know, you probably come to training camp without a contract.
I was expected to be at training camp. You know, I was expected to be there, and you know, they said it. You know, everything came together quick, and you know, that was a great thing that it happened. And now I know I'd be at training camp on the first day.
Fletch, I guess you'll have probably $50 million by next year just off this contract alone. How that's a lot of money. How do you not let that affect you, both on the field and off?
I mean, just, you know, continue to be yourself. And I don't think, you know, I always preach it to myself. I, you know, just tell myself, continue to be yourself. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. And just support the people who support you.
Fletcher, how much Howie talked about, too, is it important that you also take that leadership role in the locker room now that you're clearly going to be one of the core players here for a long time?
Well, just look at it as, you know, being more vocal, you know, and being more vocal on and off the field, you know, with the younger guys, just, you know, always stepping up, you know, being that guy when, you know, to step up when everybody else, you know, kind of don't want to, when, you know, when the team is down and they need somebody to bring them up, I need to be the guy to step up for that.
But you had mentioned earlier that, it was kind of tough being patient through this whole process and stuff. So when, you know, the team was going through like mini camps and off-season workouts, what kind of things were you doing to try to stay busy, to try to keep your mind off of this?
Well, I didn't say, I don't think I said it was tough, you know, through the whole, you know, thing. I just said, you know, patience was the key. And, you know, I waited it out. And, I mean, I stayed in touch with teammates during the off-season, you know, kind of stay up on top of things and, you know, and I came back from a mini camp and I was, you know, ready to roll.
You haven't played on a team that's won a playoff game since you've been here. How much of a hole is that kind of in your mind, and how hungry are you to kind of help, you know, this team do something that you haven't experienced yet?
Well, I think before we start, you know, talking about before we start talking about the playoffs, I think, you know, our main focus is need to be the first game of the season. You know, let's take it one game at a time, 1 week at a time.
Yes, you talk about living up to expectations and that kind of thing. What areas of your game you think you need to step up? I mean, because everybody's talking about your sacks and everything, but what about playing a run or whatever?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I just continue to compete and learn, and being coachable is the main thing. Because of, you know, like I said, we got the new staff, but I'm a little familiar with, you know, with Chris Wilson's the D line coach. I'm a little familiar with the things that he liked, the things that he liked to do. So I think, you know, that would kind of make me like kind of one step ahead, you know, of, you know, some things what he expect, and I think just the sack numbers, I think all of that stuff will come, because I think last year I had like four and a half, and then I went from like 4.5 to whatever to 9.5.
Yeah,
so I think those type of things just come.
Okay.
As a follow-up to that, it seems the Eagles still think you're an ascending player. How far away are you from the player you think you can be, and how much growth is still there?
I got ways to grow, man, ways to grow. I don't think I've hit that ceiling yet. And, you know, I think it's going to start on the practice field. For me to be the player that I want to be, it's going to start on the practice field.
Hey, Fletcher, there was serious accusations in respect to Nelson Agholor and an establishment that you were reportedly present at as well. What are your takeaways from that, and are you confident that there isn't any investigations concerning you in particular?
Well, you know that, you know, I released a statement last week, and I'm sticking to that statement. You know, I released it last week, and that's all I can say about that.
There are a lot of other interior defensive linemen around the league that got paid big money the last few years. How much do you pay attention to other guys that play your position, and kind of where do you think you stack up in comparison to them?
Well, of course, you know, I'm friends with a few guys that play the same position as me, and, you know, we always talk about it, you know, just going out and, you know, just being ourselves, man, just competing, and let's see, you know, who the top dog is, really. It's just honestly just competing.
Fletcher, so you got this contract based off 3 seasons in a scheme that even Howie said probably wasn't ideally suited to your skill set. It appears as if Jim Schwartz's will be. I mean, what do you think you can do in this defense? And do they plan on using you as a pretty much a 3 technique and allow you to kind of penetrate all the time? Is that what we're going to see?
Well, you can expect me to, you know, to be in a quarterback's face a lot, as far as, you know, just the way the defense is made, you know, the way that the scheme is, was, you know, just – running off the football and, you know, getting after the quarterback each play. So I think, you know, that'll help a whole lot, you know, help me a whole lot going back to 2012, you know, my rookie year, going back to what I was doing. But, you know, I think I can play any defense. Now, I don't think, you know, whatever they put me in, I think I just have to adapt and adjust to it.
Fletch, to piggyback on Jimmy's question, is Muhammad Wilkerson one of those guys? Are you friends with him, and have you been kind of keeping an eye on his situation at all with the Jets?
I met Mo a few times. Mo is a really, really great player.
Okay, yeah, because he mentioned you yesterday saying, you know.
Mo's a really great player, and, you know, all the guys at this position, you know, they want to be, you know, the best player at that position.
At the time you were drafted, you were obviously very young, coming from Yazoo City, and you said it was an adjustment coming to Philadelphia then. What have you learned these past 4 years about yourself, about the city, about the Eagles?
I learned a lot that, for one, you know, it's kind of like, I can kind of like mirror it together because, you know, Yazoo City, everybody know who I am. And then just being an athlete and, you know, being playing for the Eagles, everybody kind of know who you are. So you kind of got to watch what you do, you know, when you're out and, you know, just it's a whole lot different.